Good morning. This is Pastor Bob McLavy of the Presbyterian Church of Floyd. And we're so glad that you're joining this morning for a time of worship. This morning I'm going to have a passage out of Ephesians and a message that I have entitled, Let Us Be One in Christ. It's a message that's so important right now with all of the dissension that we have in our world, and we just want to focus on the teachings of Paul about our ability to come together and be one in Christ, and what God is really calling us as Christians to do. And then we have a beautiful, beautiful song this morning. Here I am, Lord. It's one of my favorites, and I'm sure one of the favorites of many of you out there. Here I am, Lord. And it will be performed by both Ellen and Alan Vest. So we're really excited about that. So welcome this morning, and let us begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we come together bowing humbly before you. We thank you for the way that you have blessed us. We thank you for the freedom that we have. And Lord, we pray that as we now turn to you to hear your word, that you will speak to us, speak to our hearts. And Lord, help us to truly become one in Christ. And so we thank you, we lift up to you all that we have to be thankful for. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Our scripture passage this morning comes from Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And it is chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. Hear now the word of the Lord. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions?